Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this morning. I greatly appreciate all of our listeners and I want to thank all of you who stopped me on the street and just talked to me for a little bit about the radio broadcast. Seems like we got folks here, there, and everywhere that say they listen, and I'm very appreciative of all our listeners. And again, I thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, my name's Steve Willing. I'm the pastor here at Christ Fellowship Bible Church, and our Sunday mornings begin with our worship service that starts at 10 o'clock. You are welcome to join us today. We'd love to have you. We have nursery for our kids right at the beginning of service. And then we have our children's church that follows just a little later on after service is started. So you're welcome, even if you've got your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, bring them on out. And we can certainly set them up with our teachers and the folks that watch over them. We'll be back tonight at 6 o'clock for our evening worship service. Love to have you come and join us for that. Got a nice program set up for this evening, so looking forward to it. So that begins at 6. Now keep in mind that we do stream online, so if you're unable to attend in person, which in person is always best, but if you are unable to attend in person, please feel free to check us out on Facebook. It starts Sunday mornings. We start in person at 10, and the streaming starts around 10:45. Then our evening worship service starts at 6 in person. Streaming online starts around 6:30, give or take. Tuesday evenings, we normally have our Bible study, but this week we are canceling out. We'll be picking it up next week. We've been doing the book of James, but you can go back to our Facebook page and you can catch up on some of the study in the book of James because we also stream that online as well, and that's saved right there on Facebook. We've got some special events coming up. We've got a Father's Day breakfast coming up June 18th. That's going to be here at the church. That's Sunday morning. We also have a couples get together later on in June. They're headed over to play some mini golf in Chincoteague and have some ice cream, I believe, at the Island Creamery. So if you have any questions, prayer requests, any comments about our program here, what we're doing at the church, please feel free to contact me at the number or the addresses that I give at the end of the program. So with all that, we've got a song here, and we are starting a new series this morning on the radio. We're going to begin looking through the book of Joshua. And that's a wonderful book. Read and study Joshua. It is a very easy read because it follows a chronological order of things. So it is easy to read. And as far as the study goes, there are some things that might be a little difficult to understand when we jump into it. We'll cover those things. We're not going to turn our back on it. We'll tackle the hard topics and look at it from the overall biblical perspective and how that fits into God's narrative. And again, why don't you go grab your Bible, listen to the music, and we'll be back just in a few moments.
Every promise we can make, every prayer and step of faith, every difference we make. only by His grace. Every mountain we will climb, every ray of hope we shine, every blessing left behind is only by His grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown, He will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone. Is only by His grace. Every loving word we say, every tear we wipe away, every sorrow turned to praise, is only by His grace. Grace alone, which God supplies, strength unknown, He will provide. Christ in us, our cornerstone, we will go forth in grace alone.
And that was Sandy Whipp singing for us this morning, that of In Grace Alone. And friends, it is only by the grace of God that we are what we are today. It's only by God's grace that you and I are saved people this morning, those of us who have come to faith in Jesus Christ. It's only by that of God's unmerited favor towards us. Because if God had not reached down from heaven, if God had not stepped in, we see that, friends, we would have been hopelessly lost. We would have no hope. But because of Jesus Christ and all that God has done, not what man has done, but all that God has done, that you and I can have eternal life with Him. We can have our sins forgiven. We can be washed clean. We can be made whole, complete. And the Lord Himself gives us new life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Today we turn our attention to that of the first chapter of Joshua, and as I noted, that we are going to begin a brand new series here on the program. We've taken a little sabbatical over the last few weeks, just doing some different, more topical kind of messages, But today we go back to Joshua, and Joshua is the first book outside of that of what it would be considered the Torah. And we note that we have the first five books of Moses. We talk about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And now we come to Joshua. Moses has died. And now we see that his apprentice, really, his right-hand man, Joshua, is going to be taking the lead. And we're just going to do a little bit of looking into Joshua's life, not going to really pull apart the scripture this week. We're going to take a look at a few things here, but just looking broadly at the book itself, because that's one thing that we certainly want to do is look at the author, what it's all about before we begin any study we do. And then we'll look at a few things that we have here in the first few verses of this chapter. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1, it says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Joshua. Moses has died. And we know that Moses is looked upon as one, certainly is the lawgiver to the people of Israel. We know that it's the law of Moses, of which we have that of the Ten Commandments, which a lot of us are familiar with. But when we look at Joshua, who was, as the Bible says, it was Moses' assistant, he was the right-hand man. Joshua was born in Egypt. He come out with all the, he was probably a very young man when he come out of Egypt. He lived, I believe, to be 110 years old. And so when they first started making that track, he was a young man. But he had a passion for God. He did not want, as the Bible teaches us, that even when Moses would leave that of the tabernacle, that we see that Joshua, the son of Nun, that he would not leave, that he would stay there in the presence of the Lord, that he didn't want to go. Now, Joshua, when we speak about the name itself, it means the Lord is salvation. And noted as we go through the book, we'll start to see that of some shadowing of that of the coming of Christ. We'll see some characteristics in the person of Joshua that are, even though it's thousands of years before Christ, what we see is that he is Christ-like in the way he handles things. We note that Joshua was a very capable leader. Moses would take Joshua under his wing. He would be reared as a as a man who would eventually lead that of Israel. And also noted, when we speak about Joshua, it was only two of that original generation, those that were born in Egypt, it was only two individuals that would cross over into the promised land of those that were, I should say, 20 years and under. Only two of those that were 20 years and older would cross over into the promised land. And that would be, one, a fellow by the name of Caleb, and two, Joshua. These two were sent out to spy the land when they first arrived there at the border where they were supposed to go in and take it. Moses sent 12 spies. They went in. They looked at the land. It is just as God said it is. It's a land flowing with milk and honey, a wonderful place to be. But 10 out of the 12 spies, they all agreed, all 12 agreed, it's just as God said, but 10 out of the 12 spies said, hey, you know what? Yeah, what all it is, but we are like grasshoppers in the sight of these people. Their cities are highly fortified. Their people are like giants. They are the leftover of the Anakim and who were giants in the land. He says, hey, those 10 were like, it is no way we're going to defeat these people. No way. Joshua and Caleb, on the other hand, said, hey, God has said we can do it and let's do it. Let's go. But noted that because of the people's unbelief, they had to spend the next 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. So when we look at Joshua, Joshua would be, compared to all the other Israelites who lived at that time before the nation entered the promised land, that we see that Joshua, along with Caleb, was one of the individuals that would cross over. As soon as Moses died, we see that the Lord speaks, and that's where we pick it up today, where we see that Joshua, there in the book of Deuteronomy, he has died. Now Joshua steps in. God has called Joshua to be his successor. He is to be the leader. And he would lead the Israelites to conquer the land of Cana. And he would supervise the subdividing between the 12 tribes. And he would lead the people themselves to renew their covenant with God. And that's later on, as we read in Joshua 13 through 22. Eventually, as we know, that Joshua would die. And he was around 110 years old when he died. And he was buried in his inheritance there in the land. But when we look at, again, some of that shadowing that we have, Joshua's name from the Old Testament is a form, when we come into the New Testament, of the name of Jesus, which again means the Lord is salvation. So we see, when we talk about the Joshua, the Yeshua, Jesus, that when we read through the book, when we study it, we want to look for that of the pictures of Christ. We want to see that of Christ in it, how God worked with these people, and where we can see the Christ likeness being demonstrated by individuals and how they would live their life of faith, being obedient to the will of God, just as Joshua would. And that's again saying that Joshua was a perfect man, but Joshua had faith and he trusted God and he believed God. And then we see the culmination of that coming in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, with all that being said, we look at the first few verses that we have here in the book of Joshua. And we know right from the beginning that after the death of Moses, it says, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant. So God steps in again. It doesn't seem like something we would spend a lot of time on, but I do want to clarify that this was not an elective process. This was not some kind of democracy that the people of Israel voted to say, okay, Joshua's our man. No, the Bible tells us that the Lord spoke to Joshua after the death of Moses. And he said to him, and this is what we have. So God is reaching out to Joshua to let him know this is what the next steps for you and for the people Israel are. They are right on the border. They are there. Through 40 years now, Joshua has been with a people that have been pretty obstinate when you read about all that Israel, how they conducted themselves during that wilderness journey, and it was against God. But the Lord says to Joshua, he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. So it's not that Moses is coming back, because nobody knows where Moses was buried. God took Moses. Moses went up on the mountain, and the Bible tells us that God buried Moses himself. That is the one person that we see that God took care of far as that the remains. Now, it might have been a thought, because he's clarifying, my servant Moses is dead, because it might have been a thought that, oh, Moses, he's gone up on a mountain, but he'll be back. But no, Moses is not coming back. And Joshua is the one that the Lord himself speaks to about this particular situation. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. The first command that we see the Lord giving to Moses, or is giving to Joshua, is arise, get up from this place, cross over this Jordan, and possess the land. Now remember, 40 years prior, Joshua was ready to go then. He was on fire, him and Caleb, let's go. But he had a group of people that were, no way, we're not going. We're just like grasshoppers. They'll squash us. But Joshua had been waiting, seeking God. And now that time had come. The time had come where Joshua would not just be the assistant, but now Joshua would be the leader. Joshua would bring those things of which God had promised. He'll bring them to pass. So, He notes that every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And then God explained. So as the spies went out, they searched out that land for that particular period of time. Everywhere that the sole of the feet of those individuals went, that's going to be theirs. That's their land of which God had promised to them. He says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. So God explains in what we'd say, not much detail. He's just given the broad look at this land of which they would possess. We know that he had given them detail and will, as we read through, detail about how, what their boundaries will be and which, what particular tribes will possess what particular land. But what the Lord lets Joshua know, because Joshua, again, 40 years, he's been in the waiting. Let's hit this. Let's go. And he says, giving him the encouragement, because he's an older man now. Now, he's seen the Lord do much, but the Lord encourages his heart. Even though he had an obstinate people that he was dealing with, the Lord tells Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. No one's going to be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And friends, that's God's promise to Joshua. And Joshua knew that the Lord was Moses. He had firsthand experience how God had worked on Moses' behalf. And now God is reassuring Joshua, saying, just as I was with him, I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. So Joshua, he may have felt possibly unworthy for the task. And now Moses, the great man of God, the servant of the Lord, is gone. And who is Joshua that he should step in and lead this great people, God's people, into the promised land? And maybe there was some uneasiness with Joshua. Maybe there was some hesitancy, possibly. Who knows? Maybe he didn't feel adequate. But the Lord let him know that just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. And in that, that I will not leave you nor forsake you. And then he tells him this, and I think it's a good word for all of us as we follow the Lord each and every day. He says, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you will divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So two times here that, as we see, God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. And what God asked Joshua to be, and he affirms this two times, he says, be strong and of good courage. He says, only be strong and very courageous. Observe what Moses taught. Do that. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left, for you will prosper wherever you go. And that's the confidence that you and I should have today when we bring it up to the New Testament. We have a great promise in the person of Jesus Christ, that God has promised us, as we have faith in Christ, that we will have eternal life. That if we confess our sin, repent of our sin, trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we know that the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And God, in that same way that he indwells us now through the Holy Spirit as born again believers, and in doing so, that we live our lives with courage, with strength, not that we have this strength or power of our own, but we have it because of what God has given us. But he does call us to be courageous. He does call us to step up and be strong, to follow his word, to be faithful to him. And as he told Joshua that day, that I'll be with you wherever you go, and you will prosper in the way. And that doesn't mean for us that, you know, everything's going to be rosy, because Joshua had a lot of battles he had to fight. There was a lot that he went through. But because God was with him, the end result was is that God gave him the victory. And our end result is the same, that God will give us the victory through his Lord, through his Son, Jesus Christ. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you would like to contact us with questions or comments, or if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. You can go to our Facebook page, Christ Fellowship Bible Church. You can message us from there. You can go to our YouTube channel, Hold Fast CFBC. Check out some things there. And we've got a podcast channel, which is Christ Fellowship Bible Church at fireside.fm. But once again, thank you for tuning in this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.